This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. President Donald Trump has made a trend out of backing Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government's decisions. In return, Netanyahu made a pretty elaborate display of gratitude for Trump over the weekend. Find out more after this break. This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat. Earlier this year, U.S. President Donald Trump voiced his support for Israel's annexation and sovereignty over the Golan Heights region, a region it captured from Syria in the 1967 war and which is viewed as illegitimate by many other nations. On Sunday, Israeli lawmakers approved a plan to name a new community in the Golan Heights region after Trump, calling it Trump Heights. The plan was unveiled during a special cabinet session in Berukim, according to Reuters. Netanyahu said, "Trump is a great friend of Israel. He has torn the mask off this hypocrisy which doesn't recognize the obvious." Trump thanked Netanyahu for the community named after him, writing on Twitter, "Thank you, PM Netanyahu and the State of Israel for this great honor." However, Trump Heights is unlikely to be built for a while. A June 12th memorandum obtained by Reuters shows that the plan lacks earmarked funds as well as final approval for its precise location and name. And given that Netanyahu has been forced into a special election this fall after failing to build a governing coalition after April elections, Trump Heights may not be high on his priority list. To learn more about what's happening in Israel, check out charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.